Today we are talking about one of my favorite subjects, Halloween and haunted houses. Griffin, welcome to KHUM.
Thank you so much for having me. Very excited to be here.
Awesome. And you are all, you're the scare grounds. I mean, you're like the screamatorium. This is your baby, right?
Yes. Yeah. My demented baby, I would say. It's truly fantastic. It's very thrilling, especially because every year, as you know, most monsters do, they get a little bigger every year. And so this year, maybe in our second year of the Scare Grounds, more so our fourth year of doing haunts in Humboldt County, it is going to be pretty huge.
I got to say, like, I like haunted houses, okay? And I went last year, and I was, it was really scary. Like it was terrifying. In fact, the teenagers I was with, like, we got out of one of the mazes, and they went screaming and running. And these are like, oh, yeah, we're brave. We can get through this. No big deal. I mean, it was scary, man. So you're saying it's going to be bigger?
Oh, definitely. And I mean, that's fantastic to hear. That means we're doing something right. But it is much bigger this year. One of the big things that we've really put a lot of time into is making it an entire environment that you walk into, to where we've actually created a little bit of its own monster town. So you're entering through this place we call Frightdale. And essentially, we've put facades on front of all the buildings, and there's different towns, monster people walking around. And that's before you even get to the haunts. And so it's an experience in its own. And then it kind of leads into our first few attractions, which is the Haunt Shop, which we're very excited to include this year. It has a lot of merchandise for the Scare Grounds, but also personally selected just fun Halloween decor.
Oh, fun.
And so very unique stuff. And then right next to that is you can get your fortune read and with tarot reading. And we have Marie Laveau's Voodoo Bar, which is a big New Orleans themed bar. Very, very fun. And then Frank's Place is live entertainment every night. And still, this is just walking in. This isn't even to the haunts yet. And then beyond that, after you pass through all of that and all the roaming haunters interactive with the crowd, then you get to our three haunts, which this year our main theme is horror phobia. So every haunt has a different type of phobia. We have chorophobia, which is the fear of clowns. And then we have arachnophobia, which is obviously the fear of giant spiders or just spiders in general. And then we have Killer of the Lost Coast, which is basically this serial killer that kills in different forms of phobia. So you're essentially walking through these different crime scenes, but then having to go through this point of interaction as the audience related to the murder. So all of them have a wide variety of scare. Definitely tapping into every kind of phobia that we can for this. And then beyond that, we have, for the first time ever at the Scare Grounds, a ride, which is very exciting. So it's a tractor-pulled ride through zombie-infested post-apocalyptic land called Outbreak, which is a little nod to the great film that was shot here locally in Ferndale, Outbreak. So, yeah, big things happening at the Scare Grounds this year.
Wow, that's a lot of stuff. Like, how have you been able to put all this together?
Basically waking up and getting started on, you know, putting things together, working on it, and then just that every day since we closed the gates last year.
I was going to say, like November 1st.
It's just been going nonstop.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, November 1st, you, like, woke up at 8 a.m. and you're like, okay, time to get going for next year.
Essentially, yes. Yeah, and you know what the crazy thing is we really are just a family business putting this whole thing together. It's myself, my mom, my dad, and my partner. We essentially are the four that create the entire Scare Grounds. We have a great team of, you know, staff that come in towards the end to actually set up the walls of the Scare Grounds. But for the majority, it's really just the four minds together trying to come up with the scariest things we can.
Well, and I gotta say, like, there is nothing hokey about what you guys are doing. You know, I have a theater background, and I have a master's actually. So I'm pretty particular and, you know, I'm going to judge you. But going through there last year, I was really impressed with the quality of the props and the scenes and the lighting, like everything that you guys had put together. I mean, I was literally blown away because I did expect maybe a little bit hokey, like you talk about it being family, but you guys do an excellent job. And like you said, it is a full-on immersive experience. It really is a good time.
Well, thank you so much. That really means a lot to hear.
Yeah, it's awesome. Well, so when does it open?
So our first day is October 10th. And then we will be open every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the last 3 weekends of October, including Halloween. And if I could touch on the Sundays really quick.
Yeah, please.
So say you're listening to me and you go, oh, well, you know, that sounds like a lot of fun, but maybe you got younger kids or maybe you yourself aren't that interested in, you know, really being truly terrified. Come on the Sunday Spooktaculars, which is the entire scare ground is open. You can still see everything, but it's in the afternoon into the evening. And that is really what we've oriented for families. So there's no live scares that are going to jump out. There's no, you know, loud scare sound effects. It's just essentially the haunts with the music playing, the lighting inside. You can still walk through. It's very much more exploratory and adventure oriented, our little kind of almost Disneyland pass on the scare grounds. So everyone can experience the scare grounds this year. And it's not just for the people that want to be scared.
Well, and do you have a pumpkin patch as well?
We do. We have, yes. So for those Sunday Spooktaculars and our scare grounds nighttime, we have a pumpkin patch. We're going to have vendors, food trucks. And, I forgot to mention, there's a whole light show this year. So wow. For the people that are familiar with the fairgrounds, the whole entire front of the Fine Arts Building is an entire light show to different songs this year that is going to be happening every night.
Wow, how fun. And so can someone, if someone wants to get tickets, I mean, well, I guess what I should ask first is there a chance that this will sell out? Like, did you sell out last year? Should people get tickets now?
We did. So there's a few nights closer to Halloween that we were in max capacity. We had to close the gates. We couldn't let anyone else in. And so we are recommending that you purchase your tickets much sooner than later, because every day we get closer to the October weekends, the tickets are going to go very quick. We're already selling tickets. And actually this year, news has spread a lot further. And there's people coming up from L.A., Oakland, San Francisco. I mean, they're coming up along the coast to come see the scare grounds this year. So it's going to be a pretty big deal.
Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, you guys really have done a good job. So with the price of tickets, you get to experience this entire world that you guys have created. And there's different levels of tickets. Is that correct?
Yes. So there is the general admission, which all this information is on our website too. General admission gets you access to all of the haunts. You get access to the grounds, our Marie LaVue's bar, the haunt shop, Frank's Place, all the food trucks, the scare ride. You get access to the whole thing. But then there's VIP, which we do recommend. It's for a few dollars more. So VIP essentially gets you front of the line access. So there's a preferred VIP kind of fast pass lane. You also get preferred parking, so you get closer to the front, and you get access to our exclusive Phantom Tides haunted tiki bar, which is very exciting this year. It's gotten a big renovation, and there's thunderstorms and a lightning sequence that happens every 15 minutes. So it's a lot of fun. I kind of get to sit in there sometimes and just have my lunch break in Phantom Tide. And it's pretty special. But so we have that. And then we also do have, say, you know, you just want to bring the kids. You don't want to go into the haunts, but you just want to come to the grounds. We have a grounds pass that just is much cheaper than all of the tickets, that just essentially gets you access to everything besides the attractions.
Okay, cool. Well, and you're also supporting local musicians, right? I mean, you have live entertainment. Are you still looking for bands to participate?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we are. So we're actually still currently open for hiring.
Okay.
So although our positions are filling, there's still, you can send in your application online and you can come work at the Scaregrounds. Right now, we pretty much have all of our positions opening, from scaring to, you know, front door tickets. So we have that open, but also, yes, band applications. Because, again, every night we have an entertainment venue here called Frank's Place, and it's all local bands, which was very, very exciting to have because, you know, you get such a fascinating, wonderful range of music.
Well, and I love that you're supporting local bands, and also it just adds to the atmosphere. I mean, it's such a fun,
definitely.
It's a fun overall experience. I really appreciate you putting all this work in, you know, because there was a time in Humboldt where we really didn't have haunted houses. And so I'm just loving that you're doing this for the community. It's super fun.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, no, I love it. You know, my entire life, my whole family, we've been obsessed with Halloween. So being able to have the opportunity to create some of that magic has just really been astounding.
So do you have like one costume that you are going to be dressed as for the entire season, or do you like change it up?
Well, it depends. So I have my quote unquote business suit that I wear to like during Scaregrounds, and I wear during Scaregrounds type events, which is just the black suit, just, you know, full black, mm-hmm. almost like a funeral outfit. and so we all wear in the full black, but sometimes I do go out in a particular costume and I'm not sure I want to reveal exactly who it is.
Okay.
But let's just say he's very tall and very green.
Oh, how fun. Oh my gosh, Griffin. Well, and so not only do we have the Scaregrounds, the Screamatorium, but you had a couple other things that I think are going on in your life that you maybe wanted to talk about?
Definitely. Yes. So we've actually been very fortunate to be able to partner with a few of the surrounding events in Ferndale. And just to kind of create, you know, not just the Scaregrounds, but an entire town-wide event during this Halloween season. And so there is actually cemetery tours happening in Ferndale this year. All that information is on the Ferndale website, and it is just going to be fantastic. I think they have a wide range of tour options, from historical to, you know, spooky, talking about the ghosts and different deaths and whatnot. But then also, and it's happening very soon, I think just actually today we pulled all of the skeletons out of storage and all of the different coverings for the buildings. We decorate the entire town of Ferndale. And I think a lot of buildings I've been noticing actually are already putting up their decorations. So the entire town of Ferndale will be entirely Halloween based with the cemetery tours and us then in the evenings and the days of Sunday doing Scaregrounds. So, I mean, it's kind of the place to go during Halloween, I would have to say.
Oh, how fun. Oh, I love it. I love anything that celebrates Halloween. What a good time. Very cool.
Yeah. It truly does feel like something out of Hocus Pocus, you know?
Yes,
absolutely. All the Victorian towns with the pumpkins and the jack-o'-lanterns and the skeletons, it's really magical.
Well, and there are so many real ghost stories out of Ferndale, you know? So I feel like you've got a lot of cool material to play with, you know, that can, like you said, like historical stuff that can connect people to the community if they're new here or maybe not, and they want to like learn some fun little facts about, you know, people and places. But also, I mean, it just really lends itself to kind of that wonderful, spooky and fun celebratory feeling. So really, really awesome stuff.
Absolutely.
Cool. Right on. Well, thank you so much, Griffin, for taking the time today to tell us all about this. Did we leave anything out?
Thank you. Yeah, no, I don't think so. I mean, I think the only thing left to say is I hope to see you at the Scare Grounds.
Heck yeah. Oh, you know what? I do want to know, what is your favorite Halloween song?
Oof, that's a fantastically hard question.
I know, and I'm springing it on you.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love every time I hear it. I can listen to it out of the season, during the season. I just love the sound of it. Is Ghost Town by The Specials.
Oh, I love it too. All right. Well, that is what we are going to hear after this little bit of a break. Griffin, thank you so much. Everybody, get your tickets now while you can. ScreamatoriumHaunt.com.